The story in the Northwest Herald today, it was on Channel 9 the other night as well, about a ex-urban, that is just outside the suburbs of Chicago, car dealership that sent out a advertising flyer. You know, one of those things you open the envelope and it's got all of the trucks and cars on there with the sale prices from a local dealership. And that's all fine. They got to make a living too. The problem is that the brown envelope that it came in said something like coronavirus rebate information or something like that. And people anxiously opened up the envelope thinking, okay, maybe here's my check or here's something I did right or wrong. They were anxious to see what was inside. And it was a flyer for trucks and cars on sale from this dealership. Now, the guy that runs the dealership says, look, we contract with the company and this was the flyer we wanted in there. We didn't know. We didn't have control over the envelope they put it in. The spokesperson for that dealership, Lisa Druss, is on a phone line. At least that's my understanding of it. Lisa, are you there? Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, John. I have to tell you, in my 30 plus years of being in a professional life, I have never seen a man more remorseful or heartbroken that this happened, because he never, ever saw the envelope. He had no idea about the envelope.
Yeah, so I understand. He posted on Facebook, we're so upset by this. I have to take responsibility. I did not mean for this to happen. He feels horrible about it, but he also has to know the buck stops there. That's his dealership.
Absolutely. And that's the kind of man Tom Dempsey is. He's been in the business for 35 years. He is a stand-up person. And the thing about it is, this marketing company, they were on premise Friday and I believe Saturday. And the second he found out about the envelope, he said, you're fired. Get off my property. And I want to point something out. It's kind of interesting. The phone number on the flyer is disconnected now.
You mean I have a picture of the flyer here. Is it? Oh, yeah, there it is. So it's the phone number for the dealership?
No, it's the phone number for the marketing company that the marketing company provided.
Okay, well, then I don't understand the point of that. If I was going to buy a truck or van from this guy, you'd think the phone number would go to the dealership. But that was a phone number for the marketing company, and that's disconnected now.
Correct.
So they've run for cover on this. I would like to know, is that a local business that did that? Who are these people that thought it would be clever to promise people a COVID-19 relief check or information about it, and then it's a flyer? Whose idea was that?
Well, I think the number one thing you just said is think, and they clearly didn't think of what they were doing. I know you don't want to hear this, but for litigation reasons, we don't want to say who the company was. I will tell you that this is the first time Mr. Dempsey ever used this company, and you can certainly believe if they're still in business, it'll never happen again. But this is, to have this happen to such, there are so many good business owners out there, and so many that are going through hardship right now and feel for communities. And to have someone be taken advantage of, and yet it looks like, yes, the buck does stop with him, and that's when he said he's woefully apologetic that it happened. But when you don't see it, and something, a fast one was pulled on him, this is not the time to be taking advantage of people.
Right. So, I wonder what the reaction is from the customers then, because he can be remorseful and even can honestly say it wasn't my idea. We had no idea. But boy, he's getting blistered on social media.
Well, and I understand that. And he understands that. And he did send out a letter to his employees, his customers, his vendors, people that he does business with, trying to explain a little bit more about what happened and how this happened without his knowledge. And, you know, one thing that we're counting on is humans are forgiving. And if enough people understand that this was a mistake, and he's doing a top-to-bottom review to make sure it never happens again, he does know that it wasn't anyone in his dealership who approved it. It was just a victim of circumstance, an awful circumstance.
The envelope says, time-sensitive mail, open immediately. Then in the corner, COVID-19 stimulus assistance. It says, time-sensitive contents, open immediately. Contents must be packed securely to ensure safe on-time delivery. Do not bend or break. And then the person's address is on there. And people who are counting on stimulus checks are opening these up only to find an ad for a car and truck dealership there in Plano. I used to live in Plano. Actually, no, I worked at the radio station in Plano. I lived in Sandwich. And I know a lot of these people. They're good folks out there. So I felt bad for them because I hate to see this happen to them. Nobody benefits when a business fails or struggles these days. So I wasn't even too interested in giving the name of the dealership because I really believe they didn't mean for this to happen. And whoever these bums are that did this to them, I know a lot of potential customers are victimized, but I think the business is being a little victimized by this too.
That, and I hope, we truly hope that any business owner or anyone learns a lesson in this.
Yeah.
In that, you know, you've got to follow through, dot the I's, cross the T's, have checks and balances in place. So, and if something seems to be too good to be true, sometimes it is.
Lisa, it's nice to talk to you. My best to the folks over there. And if we can help you folks in Plano and Sandwich and Yorkville, I used to work at WSPY Radio, you know, let us know, okay?
Thank you, John, very much. Have a good day.
Yeah, I appreciate your time. And that's that story. It's very easy to beat those people up, and they deserve a couple of punches, but I don't think we need to kick them when they're down. And they, the poor manager and owner of that dealership, I wasn't even going to say the name because it's come and gone. And they're not going to do it anymore. And I'm in a forgiving mood these days. And I think we all should be to the best of our ability.